And your part, the congregation's part, is signified by the candle. And so we begin. Though Christ a thousand time in Bethlehem be born, if he's not born in thee, thy soul is all forlorn. Together. Christ said, he that believeth in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus said, I come that they may have life and have it abundantly. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there can be no variation, neither shadow that is cast by turning. And we'll continue our service now with hymn number 274, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Please stand.
Rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Over the past few weeks, we have explored the familiar stories of Jesus' birth, as recorded in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. We've been with Mary, remember in Luke's Gospel, when she was visited by the angel Gabriel. We've heard her response to the upcoming birth of the Christ child, when she said, "Let it be with me according to thy word." And we have rejoiced with her when she declared, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices and God my Savior. In Matthew's Gospel, we experience Joseph's story, witnessed his love for Mary, his willingness and wisdom to follow divine guidance, and his readiness to step into action to protect Mary and the newborn babe. We've heard the angel proclaim to the lowly shepherds, "I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people." And along with the Magi, we have followed the star to the newborn babe and understood the meaning of the gifts brought by the Magi. And today we affirm that the beautiful and beloved Christmas story isn't just ancient history. The Christmas story is about future possibilities. It's about an affirmation of our true spiritual identity and an eternal promise of what we all can become. For as Eric Butterworth wrote, "Whatever your perception of the greatest story ever told, one thing is certain. It is the story of the greatest gift ever given." This is the gift that Paul described as the riches of the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but now has been revealed. Christ in you, your hope of glory. And I so appreciate that Matthew and Luke include in their respective stories the birth of Jesus, because I think it helps all of us see Jesus in a different light. We see him in the nativity story as a helpless newborn needing care and protection. And seeing divine love incarnating in a helpless child helps us know that divine love is possible and manifest in us all. And the baby Jesus will grow up to tell us, "I am the light of the world." But he also will show us that that same divine light is present in every single one of us, a light that illuminates the spiritual truth of who and what we are. Jesus came to this earth to revolutionize our understanding of God and of ourselves, to help each one of us awaken to the Christ of our being. And so, on this last Sunday before Christmas, of course we gather to celebrate the birth of Jesus so long ago in Bethlehem. But also, we are here in our candlelighting ritual to celebrate our own spiritual potential, the rebirth of the awareness of the indwelling Christ. For as we read in the responsive reading the words of the German mystic, born Johann Scheffler, "Though Christ be born 1,000 times in Bethlehem, if he's not born in thee, your soul is all forlorn." So the tall lit candle that you see burning in the center of our altar represents Jesus Christ, our wayshower, the Son of God, the Light of God, the Christ personified. And as the Gospel of John tells us, the Word made flesh and living among us. And the 12 candles that we're about to light represent the 12 spiritual powers or qualities of the Christ. These 12 gifts of God were fully realized in Jesus the Christ and awakened in the many people he taught and healed throughout his adult ministry. And in unity, we identify these 12 powers with the 12 disciples that Jesus chose and called, as he said to each one of them, "Follow me." So we are hearing today for each one of us, "Follow me." Would the candlelighters please come forward? I'm sorry, you come up later. I'm sorry. Mary's anxious. Sorry, Mary. Mary is a candle lighter. I should have been more specific. Our candle lighters today for the 12 candles are Ann Hart Yupi, Director of Music and Prayer Chaplain, and Paul Henley, President of our Board and Prayer Chaplain. And we'll have Mary Tumanello and Tom Bullock come help us a little bit later. And so we begin. We light the first candle for Peter, the first disciple called, who represents faith. Our God-given ability to believe in good, even before there's any outer evidence that it is there, and by believing to bring it into manifestation. And we light the next candle for Andrew, Peter's brother, who represents strength, inner strength, the deeply felt conviction that all is well in spite of appearances to the contrary, the joyous strength and optimism that sustains our faith in the face of all adversity. And we light the next candle for James, son of Zebedee, who represents wisdom and good judgment. When we turn to our spiritual compass, always within, in tune with God's infinite intelligence, we are inspired, guided, and directed in all aspects of our lives. And we light the next candle for John, who represents love, the clearest expression of God in this world, in this life experience. Love is God's own spirit of unity brought to the world in us and through us, the spirit of oneness that connects us with God and with one another. And we light the next candle for Philip, who represents the power of the spoken word. Our words have power and are empowered to shape our world. Through this power, we can change our thoughts, and born of those thoughts, our feelings and beliefs. So we make a commitment this day to speak only words of faith, optimism, wisdom, and love. And we light the next candle for Bartholomew, who represents creative imagination, the ability to envision things with our mind's eye that we cannot see with our physical eyes. The spiritual power of visualization gives full realization to the ideas God inspires in us. We conceive only positive mental images, knowing our lives become what we picture them to be. And we light the next candle for Thomas, who represents spiritual understanding, that deep inner knowing of God's presence revealing itself to us from the Christ. We know that we were always one with God, inseparable. There is no place we can ever be that God is not. And we light the next candle for Matthew, who represents will, our executive decision-making power to choose and decide, the power that brings creative force into action. We shall decree a thing, and it will be established unto us. And we light the next candle for James, son of Alphaeus, who represents divine order, the first law of God's universe, and therefore the first law in our lives. Even when things seem to be unorderly on the outer, we affirm an underlying order and harmony. And as a result of a firm belief in God's perfect order in the universe, we know that every one of our needs will be supplied. We light the next candle for Simon, who represents zeal, our God-given power for sustained enthusiasm to do what needs to be done by us. Zeal is that spiritual power that makes life exciting. Through zeal, we can solve any problem and overcome any obstacle. And we light the next candle for Thaddeus, who represents renunciation, our ability to say no, to let go, to forgive, our power to release self-defeating thoughts and feelings, and to remove ourselves from self-defeating situations and activities. And finally, we light the 12th candle for Judas, who represents life, our ability to live and express all of our spiritual faculties on this earth, to live and learn from our mistakes, and ever strive to live up to our spiritual potential. So these 12 candles now aglow represent the qualities of the Christ, the light of God revealed in Jesus and all of his disciples. These powers are our gifts just waiting to be fully realized. Doug Bodaroff wrote, you and I are a kind of prism through which the light of God shines and reveals all the powers of the Christ. So now, as we prepare to light what is the most important candle in the room, and that is your own personal candle, you may get your candle out and remove the blessing now. And now, if Tom Bullock and Mary Tumminello will come forward, we will begin to light your candles. So I thought I had a small one there. Is it missing? I'm looking for a little candle. That's okay. I'll model it with that one. Okay, I want to model it with Paul. May I borrow that one for just a second? Thank you. Okay, so we welcome all of our guests here, and we're so honored to have you, but we do not want the fire department here as a guest. So here's the way it works, okay? The candlelighters will walk down the aisles, and we will take the unlit candle and turn it toward the candle and hold it till it's lit, and then hold your candle up and let the next person tilt his or her candle toward yours until all the candles are lit, okay? Thank you, Mary. Okay, candlelighters may begin. Now, as you await to have your candle lit, let's contemplate the words of the first chapter of John. Just take these words into your heart and soul. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. And Mary, would you go, I think upstairs, okay. Tom, would you come down and light the choir's candle? Thank you. And again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And finally, Jesus says, you are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to the Father who is in heaven. And so we are here on this earth, every single one of us, to express all the attributes of God. Jesus the Christ was the true light, the genuine, perfect, steadfast light that illuminates every human being. As you gaze at your candle at the moment, right now, just let that light illuminate your soul and express it out into the world. Say to yourself, along with Mary, let it be with me, let it be with me. My soul doth magnify the Lord. And I think the house lights are already dimmed, and so would you now please just raise your candle aloft and look at all the candles around you and understand that there is a real light in your soul and in the souls of everyone in this room just waiting to come forth. You can see it, feel it, experience it now. In this sacred moment and always, notice that the Christ light, our source, is burning just as brightly now, right here in the middle, as it did before all of these candles were lit. This is what it means to magnify the Lord. And now you can bring your candles back down so you can see them well. And gazing at them, let's exercise two of our divine powers, those of will and the power of the spoken word, to affirm together, I am the light of the world. Together, I am the light of the world. And once again, I am the light of the world. And one more time, I am the light of the world. So, this is a birthday party, and it's customary for the guest of honor to blow out the candles and to make a wish, which we'll do so in a moment. But right now, take the blessing that was wrapped around your candle, and in faith, Read that blessing knowing that it came to you in God's perfect divine order. This blessing is just for you, so read it and prayerfully contemplate what it means, taking a moment to turn within and making a special commitment for yourself or a wish for your loved one. And in that consciousness, when you are ready, you may blow out your candle. So Merry Christmas and Happy Birthday in Christ. Our hearts are full this moment of gratitude for our greatest gift, the gift of the indwelling Christ and all of our spiritual powers. And help us, each one of us, sweet Spirit, dear God, to be the light of the world. And so it is. Amen. And now it's my pleasure to announce Dean and the First Unity Choir with the Christmas Peace Canon.
At Christmas time, the angels sing a song filled with love for the tiny king, a song of peace and harmony, a song of peace for you. Song of peace and harmony, a song of peace for you and me. Silent night, holy night, all is calm. All is bright round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in
Thank you, First Unity Choir. That was magnificent. Let's give them another hand. That was so beautiful. Now, it's that time in our service where we get to absolutely feel the love of God and be that love of God in expression as we present our tithes and offerings. So I invite you now to take your offering in your hand, and with all the love and the grace and the peace you know how to feel, to affirm, "Thank you, God, for so abundantly providing for me and my church." Together, "Thank you, God, for so abundantly providing for me and my church." And so it is. And the offertory hymn will be number 270, "Silent Night." I did the wrong affirmation. First three verses, I forgot to say that.
Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah. Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light. Radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Thank you.
look so cute. And so, graciously and with love in our hearts, we have given. And now with love in our hearts, we receive. And we affirm in this special Christmas service, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. And so it is. Amen. Together. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, Father. Amen. And we'll go ahead and do a blessing for the food we're about to receive. And then when the service is over, I'm not sure the food will be quite ready. Thank you, sweetheart. But you can just proceed downstairs, and we hope everybody will join us. And so let's just take a moment once again to turn within and just feel all the gratitude in our hearts for this Christmas season, for one another, for the food we're about to receive. We know that the food nourishes our body as the relationships and the love in this church nourish our souls. And for both, we are so grateful, and we just say thank you, God, in the name of the ever-living Christ. Amen and amen. And now would everyone please stand for our benediction, which is our prayer for protection. And lift your hands and hearts together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Amen. This is why Jesus said, be like little children. It's great. Okay, let's make... Oh, yes, thank you. If you don't forget, too, after lunch, if you've donated poinsettias, to take yours home, okay? And let's make a huge circle around all of the pews, if we would, for Let There Be Peace on Earth. Go all the way to the windows. I think we can do this. I'm gonna try. Oh, okay. Let's do this. And then you. Okay, it's all right. Here. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin